Now, the U.S. has taken the lead in the Allied air campaign over Libya, but President Barack Obama has made it clear that control of the operation will be transferred soon. The question is, to whom? Today, NATO officials met for a second day of talks on what role the alliance should play. The World's Clark Boyd reports from Brussels.
European countries have been divided on intervening in Libya from the beginning. France and Britain supported the UN resolution authorizing the establishment of a no-fly zone and were among the first countries to have planes in the air. Germany did not support the resolution, voicing concern that the Arab world would be highly critical of such a move. German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle says his country was right to be wary.
We made it clear from the first day of the crisis that we will not participate with German soldiers. This does not mean that we are neutral. This does not mean that we have any sympathy with the dictator Gaddafi. But it means that we see the risks. And when we listen closely to what the Arab League said, unfortunately, we see that we had reasons for our concern.
Like Germany, Russia abstained from voting on the UN resolution. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin criticized the coalition's actions, likening them to calls for a medieval crusade. But the country's president, Dmitry Medvedev, later took issue with Putin's assessment, calling it unacceptable. Even within the coalition itself, there seem to be signs of serious disagreement over the leadership of the campaign. The U.S. and Britain have said that they would like to see NATO take a coordinating role. French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé disagrees. We absolutely don't want NATO to take full responsibility for this operation, Juppé said. He added, the political control of this operation is in the hands of the coalition, which includes Arab countries, North America, and Europe. Turkey, the only NATO member with a majority Muslim population, says it doesn't want the alliance getting involved in Libya, period. The Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan spoke today in the Turkish parliament. The umbrella for a solely humanitarian operation in Libya should be the United Nations, Erdogan said. Denmark has said it will not participate in flights over Libya unless a clear chain of command is established. Italy threatened to take back control of some of the air bases coalition planes are using to fly sorties over Libya unless NATO assumed a leadership role. There is also disagreement over just how much power the UN resolution gives the coalition. Does protecting Libyan civilians mean targeting Gaddafi himself? What about arming the Libyan rebels?
There was a hope that some had that this would be cleaner, smaller, and neater.
Stephen Clemens is director of the American Strategy Program at the New America Foundation in Washington.
There's no surprise that once you have heavy force thrown at a neighboring government, political forces come into play in the domestic side for these various leaders, and some of them are going to walk different directions. And so we do have a muddle and some confusion even inside the United States right now.
After a day of talks at NATO headquarters in Brussels today, things didn't look much clearer. Officially, NATO is currently only providing air surveillance. Ministers today agreed to slightly expand that by allowing NATO warships to enforce the UN's arms embargo against Libya. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Brussels.